KXFM, this is Tyler Russell, and we are proud to bring you an interview today with Marianne Tracy. She is running for City Clerk of Laguna Beach. Welcome to the studio. How's it going?
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Very excited.
Yeah, us too. Very glad to have you. First of all, I want to ask how you're doing because you had COVID, right, a few months ago.
That's correct.
Let's just start with that. Are you okay? Is the family okay?
Yes. As far as we know, no other family member contracted it or has tested positive yet. I was number 22 in town.
Right.
We're up over 200 now. It was the middle of March. I'm very well, thank you.
Okay.
I had flu-like symptoms, and of course, my biggest complaint was total loss of taste and smell.
Yeah.
And so the taste, I'm probably back about 98%.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm great and healthy, so thank you for asking.
I'm glad to hear it. I mean, I think about you because you're almost our patient zero, you and John, here in Laguna, so I think about
you guys often. That's correct.
I'm glad you're doing all right.
Yes.
All right, so let's dive into your decision to run for city clerk. Tell us the why and the why now. You know, you've been involved with the city for a while, so what made you prompt that this was the time to make that choice?
Well, it's a great career move for me.
Yeah.
I've been with City Hall about 7.5 years and have progressively moved up the ladder, and I appreciate that and appreciate the opportunities. I started to discuss this about a year ago with Lizette. I knew that her term was up, obviously, this December, and I expressed some interest in the position. And when she finally announced that, she was going to officially retire, then I definitely jumped in with both feet. She has been mentoring me now for at least a year. And I'm very familiar. We work very closely together because I assist the city council. I put together the closed session agendas. I help with the current agenda. So, you know, we've worked very well together and very fluidly. So it just seemed like a great match for me. I've been doing administrative work for years.
Yeah.
And the strange thing is that I really like working at City Hall. What? Who said that?
You're one of 100. No, I'm just kidding. Of course not.
A rare one.
Everybody would love to work at City Hall. And it seems like, you know, right off the bat and through the election, you've had the support of a lot of city officials, including, city management and some council members. Do you want to talk about that and how that kind of came naturally?
Sure. Well, actually, I really appreciate all of their support. I do work closely with the council, so they know my personality. They know my work ethic. And my customer service. I've been in town over 3 decades, and I get it. I understand the issues, and I really love going to work and trying to help people, and I'm constantly giving people my direct line, my phone number at City Hall, so I can help them.
Yeah.
And I get frustrated if they haven't gotten a call back from somebody. You know, a lot of people at City Hall are very overworked and have a huge workload. So
yeah.
I kind of like being the go-to person. But I think that's it. I think that the council sees how I work, knows my work ethic, knows my personality. And so, yeah, they're on board, and I truly appreciate it, really.
The public may be unclear exactly what the city clerk does.
Okay.
And exactly how the city clerk impacts them, right?
Yes, correct.
Because they're more concerned with overall city issues. And they know what city council is voting on, for example, but they don't know how the person sitting in the role of city clerk will affect them one way or another.
Got it.
So how will it affect them, and what makes you the right person for that position as it pertains to the public?
So the city clerk position is really the gatekeeper for all residents and their access to City Hall. I mean, other than if you're remodeling your house or something like that, you're obviously going to go through the community development department. But the city clerk is responsible for maintaining and saving and getting access to all contracts, records, and any document that the public really has legal access to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the transparency component of it. So it is my goal and objective to make it easier, especially during what we've learned this during the pandemic. When people can't come to City Hall, they can't fill out paperwork, they can't do this, it all has to be electronic. And so clerks are now moving towards software systems that will gain this access to the public easier.
Mm-hmm.
So something that you'll notice when I get there is I want to redo the webpage. I want every link possible to any information regarding FPPC forms, municipal codes, et cetera, on the clerk's website.
Sure.
One or two clicks away. I'm going to bring in software for records requests. So, Years ago, Lizette tells the story, our current city clerk, that there were maybe 20 records requests a year, public records requests. We're now up to over 250
a year. Yeah, I knew you were going to say something like that.
And especially during COVID,
right.
it's even exponentially more. So there is a software system out there to help the residents like log in, and I'll be happy to train them, log in, submit a request, and then it's trackable online. It's trackable for them. It's trackable for me. It's not a paper process.
Okay.
And so then I will send that to all the department heads necessary. And so it's a nicer, easier, simplified system.
So right now, if somebody wants to make a record request,
they can call Lizette, they can fill out a form and submit the form, but I want everything to be online.
That explains why I've never made a record request, because I don't want to do all that.
You don't want to go through
So that sounds quite a bit more streamlined.
Absolutely. That's the goal and objective, is to streamline the processes so that hopefully we can provide more services to the community. I mean, wouldn't it be great if I could provide passport services as well?
Mm.
So if we become more efficient, that's my goal and objective, is to learn to see what else can the city clerk's office do for you.
Because you free up some of your time,
Absolutely. Right,
doing that stuff that could be automated.
Absolutely.
Now you can add things to the repertoire.
Absolutely. Cool.
And so I imagine you've been talking to Lizette for, like you said, about a year.
Yes.
And she's probably saying, well, you know, if I had more time or I was staying on another 5 or 10 years, I might do X, Y, and Z. So now you're kind of geared to do some of those things.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, she's not going to change anything now. I think she's got like 3 meetings left.
Yeah.
And she's got kind of 1 foot out the door. So, yeah, no, absolutely.
Cool.
I've been observing. I see where some changes can be made.
Right. My favorite part of the city clerk's job is that you marry people.
Yes.
And Lizette actually married me and Monica.
She did. I saw
you. So are you excited for that part of the job? And how important is that to you?
I'm very excited. That's probably one of the fun perks. And hopefully, who knows, I will be marrying friends. I could even marry my sons at City Hall.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be exciting?
Yeah, that would be really cool. I mean, it's a beautiful and inexpensive place to get married.
I will say.
We had a wedding for $75, I think. It right in front of, you know, historic City Hall, in front of the tree right there. It was awesome.
The only thing I would tell folks to wait on is a lot of them, and I just found this out last week, there was a couple that came and got married, and they specifically chose Laguna Beach City Hall because of the beautiful archway at the front door and the City Hall. Very eclectic looking and historic. And now, unfortunately, we have a 10 by 10 easy up setup.
Right.
Because we have to take all the the temperatures and everything else before you go in. So I've told people, come back on your 1 year anniversary, take your photo, and hopefully all this stuff will be gone. The signs will all be down.
Totally.
You know, the COVID signs. So
yeah, it's a great process. I recommend people do it if they want something, that's inexpensive and easy and a connection to our hometown. That's what we felt about.
And save the money for the party after.
For sure. Exactly. So tell us some things that you think are important for a city clerk to possess, some qualities, and, you know, what of those you might have.
Oh, well, I've got a few things I can think of. One is I think you need to be innovative, as we've kind of already touched on this. I think it's easy to get lost in the day-to-day minutiae of the job, but you need to always have a broader picture. What systems can I improve? How can I do that? So I am a member of the International Institute of Municipal Clerks, and as such, we have access to webinars that provide all of this great information to us. It's state-of-the-art information, and that's where I've learned about some of the software systems that we definitely are going to implement at City Hall to make it more, user-friendly, et cetera. So
Sure. You
have to be innovative and always take a step back and say, what can be improved here? How can I make service better and quicker for the public? I think you need to be, and leading into that then, you need to be adaptable. Don't get stuck in your ways. Be flexible, and notice that. And I would definitely be open to some criticisms from the public and so what they would recommend for changes. I've also thought about potentially having some kind of like forums with the public, you know, and asking them questions like, what do you think about the clerk's office? What do you think can be improved, et cetera?
Yeah.
I think you need to be a leader. You need to work well with the management staff at City Hall. And I do have great working relationships with them because they actually assist you quite a bit, and you have great working relationship with the city attorney as well. So leadership skills are huge, and a great communicator. And in that, you need to return your phone calls timely, same day. I don't believe in not answering the phone. You've got to pick up that phone. You've got to respond to those residents, and you've got to get them answers.
Yeah.
So let's see. What else do I think? And on that line, then you need to be citizen focused for sure. It's all about the residents. And that's the purpose of the jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of the more important jobs, especially lately, is the multitude of email communications that council gets about some of the more hot button issues in town. And a lot of those go to the city clerk's desk, and the city clerk disseminates all those emails to council, right? Or people can request, again, the records. Hey, who emailed in favor of this? Who emailed negative of that? Does that feel at all antiquated to you? Can that be improved upon too?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question. Okay. That's so interesting. Yes, especially during the pandemic, we have received a lot more email communication from the public. And so what Lizette has been doing now is she's been alphabetizing the responses either in favor of or against the agenda bill items or staff reports. And then she's been summarizing them on an Excel sheet for the council members. So what we're trying to work on now is the agenda for the council meetings is online. Great, perfect. You can read it. But what we want to do is we want to add another layer to that. So not only can you go online and look at the agenda coming up 72 hours in advance, you can comment right there. You can submit your comment electronically right there, and then you can vote, I'm in favor of this agenda bill, I'm against this agenda
bill. Like click a box?
Like click a box.
Wow.
And then I can download a report from that. So what happens now is your request or your comments are guaranteed to be in the public comment as long as the city clerk's office is copied on it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the residents send an email to just the council.
Right.
When they do that, I'm usually copied on those emails. And then I have to then print it off and give it to Lizette.
Yeah.
And so there you've got a little bit of a margin of error in that process. So somebody gets the copier before I do and they pick it up. So we want to try to have a foolproof process in place so that all of the comments are captured and the voting as well.
Yeah,
so
I think that's a great idea because right now you literally have to count emails.
Correct.
Lizette has to count emails and say 144 in favor, 100 against.
Exactly.
And then council and some people, you know, they might not think their email of saying I support this period is meaningful enough, but that's a vote, you know, that matters.
Oh, sure.
And so just clicking a box, I think would hopefully get a lot more interaction.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Which is what we need.
That would be the goal. And then, you know, as we hopefully end this pandemic, how will things change in the future? I mean, will we still have this Zoom function? A lot of people seem to like it.
Yeah.
They can listen to it at home. A mom can be cooking dinner.
Trust me.
Who would not have participated
unlike
otherwise.
That.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't really see the system going away anytime soon.
Okay.
So, and, you know, the goal is to let every voice be heard and every vote counted.
There's a few things going around, you know, about everybody running for positions this year, but there's a few things going around perhaps about you that you don't agree with or that you want to correct the record on. Do you want to tell us what those things are?
Thank you very much. There is one thing in particular. There is a rumor out there that I was handpicked by the city manager, that there is cronyism going on, and that he wants me in that position because he wants to control the clerk's position. All of which, none of which is true. It's all false, false, false. When I announced to the city manager that I was interested in running for the city clerk, he literally tried to talk me out of it. He thought I was crazy, but I pursued. And so I wanted to definitely clear that up in the air here because it's just not true. He does not control the office. He's never done anything to control that office. And Lizette will certainly attest to that fact. Yeah.
All right. We're getting close to the end here. Again, Marianne Tracy running for city clerk here in Laguna Beach. Do you want to run through some of your endorsements and some of the people and entities that have endorsed you, if you can think of those off the top of your head?
Oh, well, thank you. Sure. I have the endorsement of Mayor Bob Whalen, council members Steve Dictorow, Sue Kemp, and Peter Blake. I also have the endorsements from former mayors Elizabeth Pearson and Kelly Boyd. Let's see. I've got Liberate Laguna. I'm very excited about that. I have the local GOP group. But I'm a registered Democrat, so I find that fascinating.
Right.
It's a great group.
Laguna Beach politics are very nonpartisan.
It is.
Yeah.
And again, as we know, this position for city clerk does not make any policy decisions. I'm there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there for the entire community.
Well, the fact that you're endorsed by a party that you're not a member of shows that you could be there for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Is there anything else you want to add or leave us with before we have to go? Anything we didn't cover?
I just want to say that, again, I'm a 30-year resident in town, 31 years. I've raised my children here. I've been involved at every level. I think the community knows me as such. I was the former program director at the Susie Q for 4.5 years. The seniors are definitely my population, and I truly enjoyed serving them. I want the public to know that I love the city as you do. I love this community, and I love serving it. And I go to work every day excited and eager to serve. So, and I will continue to do so if I am elected for city clerk. And you can find out more information about me on MarianneTracy.com.
Very, very good wrap up. Thank you so much, Tyler. This was great. And again, you can find this podcast online at kxfmradio.org. We will interview both city clerk candidates and hopefully a few more city council candidates as well. Again, kxfmradio.org. Marianne Tracy, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.